Hey, white man.
Oh, ow.
Laffy Taffy, bitch.
People get me angry here.
I want the dough. I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Why,
Yes, hey freaks, Timothy James Henson back here with you one more time this week as we close things out with the Friday program. Thank you so much for joining me. At the top of the show, do you know what fag is synonymous with?
Eat my ass, motherfucker! Eat it!
Aside from Fat Boy Get Down. No. Precision roll bearings for the automotive, mechanical engineering, and aerospace industries. Don't be a careless Ferrari. Yes, if you go to fag.com, it does not redirect to the Westboro Baptist Church like I thought it would. No, it leads to the Schaeffler Group and their Fag Worldwide Portal. Leaders in shaft lubricants and hard body tools. That's fag.com. Don't go there if you're looking for porn. I'm not going to make that mistake twice. It's really hard to jerk off to car equipment. Except for the exhaust pipe, of course. I've got some great audio to share with you. Here is a white woman who's planning to steal from a convenience store. She basically has told one of the workers, "See these chips? I'm taking them with me. I ain't going to pay for that." Well, unfortunately for her, there's a very angry black woman working the night shift. I gotta say, most employees of convenience stores or 7-Elevens would probably not give a shit. Yeah, go ahead, take it, whatever. There's too much paperwork involved. You gotta call the manager, and the police come, and you gotta review the tapes, and ugh. Plus, you know, you're paid minimum wage, who the fuck cares? But this woman takes her job very seriously, and she's not afraid to get physical with the broad.
Hey, put your fucking hand out my face, so I'll fuck you up in the store.
That's the worker, right? That's the cashier.
Hey, put your fucking hand out my face, so I'll fuck you up in the store. Come for me, talking about to whoop this bitch in a minute. Don't put your hands in my face again, you dumb bitch. Oh, you lucky on me at work, hoe.
Now, keep in mind, the bag of chips this woman has in her hand is, like, you know, like the 99 cent, the little bags.
Oh, you lucky on me at work, hoe.
Do that.
Oh, you lucky on me at work.
Work for it, bitch.
Get the fuck out my face.
Fuck out my face.
Get a chip. Call me. I'm gonna shit. I'm gonna fuck out of there. You ain't going over
it. Yes. Now, the white woman says, I'm getting the fuck out of here. And the black chick, the worker, says, no, you're not going anywhere. And she latches on to her hair outside. She's not going anywhere until the police come. Yes, the police are coming.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I love that people are still coming in and out of the store even though there's a physical altercation happening. I just like to hear women fighting and screaming at each other. This goes on for like 6 minutes. I'm not going to bore you with the whole thing, but I just love it.
That's what's up.
Yeah. You fucking with a real bitch here. It's okay.
You fucking with a real bitch.
I want that on a bumper sticker.
Huh? Hey, the police on the way.
Now, the one thing I will say for the white woman, she didn't really leave the store with the goods she said she was going to steal. I mean, she was dragged out by the black chick who works there, but is it really stealing if you haven't even left the store? See, she didn't do shit.
We got the police on the way. She's trying to steal.
Knocking on the window. Excuse me, the police are coming. All right, just a little bit more here.
Do you understand that shit, bitch? Don't fucking put your hand on me. Do you understand that? Don't do that shit, bitch.
Bitch, you're going to jail.
That's what you think. Fuck you, bitch. You're going to jail. You stupid bitch, motherfucker.
I'll try to put a link on the show notes today so you can watch the whole thing if you want to. Moving on, I've got some great verbal masturbation audio, this time from a lady.
Fucking horny as hell.
Whoops, that's the wrong one. It's a tranny.
Fucking horny as hell.
Very feminine.
I'm fingering my pussy right now.
Hold on, sorry. Let's try this again. Here we go. There it is.
Oh, I love the taste of fucking cunt juice.
Cunt juice?
Oh, it tastes so fucking good.
She really likes her cunt juice.
Oh, yeah. Do you see my big fat clit?
Certainly do. Kind of hard to miss.
I'm ready to fucking come. Yeah, I want you to stroke that fucking cock and watch me fucking cunt. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I want you to come the same time I do. Oh, yeah. Oh, this feels so good.
Jesus, it's a helicopter. Doesn't it sound like a helicopter flying by?
So good.
It even sort of fades away like it's
so good.
Flying right past us. Okay, continue on here. She's really finger blasting herself. Yay.
Oh shit. Oh yeah. Oh shit. Oh, I'm gonna fucking come. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, this fucking cunt is coming. Oh yeah, my fucking twat's gonna come.
Your twat's coming. Thank you very much, whore. Moving on, you probably guessed it by now, but I also have a guy masturbating.
Fucking horny as hell. Fuck, I've been jacking off all morning. Oh, my dick is so hard.
Wait, don't these people work? They jack off for 5-6 hours at a time, these gooners? Come on. Just rub one out and move on with your day. There's, you know, there's stuff you can be doing around the house, chores, errands. You probably have a child you're neglecting.
Greased up.
What was that? Hold on.
Got it all greased up. Rubbing it out for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh,
for me.
Leaking here.
He's doing it for us.
Oh, I free come a lot. My dick leaks a hell of a lot.
All right, we get it. You come a lot. You pre-come a lot. You're leaking.
My cum tastes really good, too.
And it's tasty.
God, I'm horny. I need somebody to get over here and suck on my cock. I need to blow. Oh, I need to spew my juice.
Spew my juice.
Just fucking lose my cum everywhere. I don't care where it goes. I just want to spray jizz everywhere. Oh, my nuts are full of cum. Oh, fuck, it feels so good.
Feels fucking fantastic.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah.
There he goes.
Fuck me. Oh, shit, yeah.
Went everywhere, huh?
Oh, fuck.
Made a mess.
Oh, fucking hot as hell. Oh, I love jacking my cock off.
And I love hearing about it. All right, I've got one more verbal masturbator. Again, it's a guy. One's a little bit different.
Daddy, I want you to fuck my ass.
He's more of a sub-fag bitch. I think that's what they're called, right?
Daddy, I want you to fuck my ass.
I mean, you know, when I say fag, I'm not referring to car parts here. Okay.
Oh, God, Daddy, I'm so fucking horny. Oh, I'm so fucking hard thinking about you plowing my little pussy, Daddy.
Oh.
Yeah, fucking this little ass.
I'll never get used to guys referring to their asshole as a pussy.
Oh, God, Daddy, you want to fuck me? I want to fuck my little fag hole.
Fag hole I can get used to. I like that.
Oh, God, I wish you were here right now. Oh, that fat dick. Oh, God, I want to show you my little ass.
What is it? A fag hole. Let's call it by its proper name.
I want to show you that little pussy.
There we go. Well, no. Stop it. All right, he's showing off his boy pussy, boy pussy, boy pussy. Let's move on.
My pussy's so wet, Daddy.
Stop saying that! No! With a wet pussy.
My pussy's so wet, Daddy.
Pussy.
God, I want you to fuck my pussy hard. Fuck, Ben.
What happened to fag hole?
So hungry.
Man cunt would even be better. Kind of. Not really.
Make me a little fag slut.
There we go. I like that talk. Now you're kidding me hard.
Fuck me. Fuck my ass raw.
Well, that is not safe.
Fuck me hard.
Careful you don't get AIDS, pervert.
Oh, fuck.
Alright, let me just fast forward a little bit here because I've had enough of this fag slut or whatever.
Like the little fag I am. Oh fuck, I'm gonna come, daddy. Oh fuck. Oh fuck.
I don't like it when guys come, they whimper. It's annoying. Be a man about it, grunt.
Dropping fucking loads.
Like that's how you come. A real man.
Boy, pussy. Boy, pussy.
Oh, stop
boy,
it.
Pussy. Boy, pussy. Boy, pussy.
Finally, before we get into the news, a couple days ago on the show, I played a very unique prayer that was given before a NASCAR race. Well, someone has auto-tuned it into a song.
Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for all your blessings. You said in all things give thanks. So we want to thank you tonight for these mighty machines that you've brought before us. Thank you for the Dodges and the Toyotas. Thank you for the Fords. And most of all, we thank you for Roush and Yates partnering to give us the power that we see before us tonight. Thank you for Jim, Performance Technology, and RO7 engines. Thank you for Snow Car Racing Fuel and Goodyear Tires to bring performance and power to the track.
I think we've just heard a new white trash anthem. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, it's the end of the week. For many of you, it's payday. It's the perfect time to sign up for the Distorted View Sideshow. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. It's very inexpensive. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows. I try to do video casts for you as well. Yesterday was a Sideshow exclusive podcast. I also posted the full Raymond 14 interview, which clocked in at over 30 minutes. I tried to edit it down, like, clean it up and make it more coherent, but it's fucking Raymond 14. There's no point. So it's a great interview, though. I love Raymond, and I think the interview came out great. So if you want to hear it, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. I'm also going to try to post video, because I did record Raymond on webcam while he was answering some of my questions. So there you go. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Superfreaksideshow.com. Help support the program. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, police in Virginia are on the hunt for a suspected serial butt slasher after a spat of brazen attacks on young women's asses in stores filled with other shoppers. In the most recent attack, an 18-year-old woman was slashed through her denim shorts with a box cutter or razor in the Forever 21 store. Only bitches shop there. I'm not saying they deserve to be slashed in the ass. I'm just saying, if I had to choose one store where a serial butt slasher would slash butts, it would be Forever 21. All right, where are we at here? Police spokesperson Lucy Caldwell says he slashes them with a cutting knife or a razor across the ass, not up and down the ass. Maybe he's like an insane religious person. You know how schizophrenics get. Sometimes they think Jesus is speaking to them. Yes, carve ass crosses. All you have to do is make a horizontal slash, and then the ass crack will act as the vertical, and you've got yourself a cross there. Ting. Back to the story here. The attack mirrors four similar incidents around Fairfax County since February with the same MO, a distraction just before the slasher struck. All the victims were women in their late teens or early 20s. The girl in the most recent attack was distracted by the sound of falling clothes. Police are looking for a suspect caught on surveillance camera just after Monday's attack, described as a heavy Hispanic male, approximately 5'6" and in his late 20s or early 30s. What a bizarre fetish. A formal FBI profiler told Virginia's News and Messenger newspaper, there's a danger the serial attacker could escalate the level of violence. The danger here is that he's actually hurting women. Wow, that is some brilliant analysis from former FBI profiler Greg McCrary. But this is a good news, bad news situation. He'll just keep doing this until he's caught, and by keeping on doing this, he'll be caught. Wow. No wonder he's former FBI profiler. He was fired. Now works at a Chick-fil-A or something. All right, second story we have for you today. Story comes from Los Angeles. A crazed woman randomly snatched an infant from a stroller, slammed the baby into a pole, and later said she was trying to break the baby's arm off so, quote, she could eat it. Sensible. Prosecutors have charged Natasha Hubbard, 36, with aggravated assault. Sorry. Awful. And released her photo, believing she may have other victims from her wild rampage in downtown Los Angeles. The terrifying incident with the four-month-old boy took place in a crowded shopping district packed with families. Detective said mom, Adriana Miranda, 29, was pushing her infant son Alexander in the stroller when Hubbard unbelted the child and grabbed him by the leg. Witnesses said Hubbard then swung the baby over her head and slammed him into a metal rail of a nearby truck as the mom and the baby's aunt watched in horror. The mother and aunt fought off the woman, with the suspect clawing at Miranda as she clutched the baby boy in her arms. Arriving officers were able to locate Hubbard with the help of witnesses who pointed her out. It's the crazy-looking one. She really is frightening looking. She's now in jail with bail set at $55,000. Hubbard told detectives that she tried to break off the baby's arm so she could eat it. The tiny victim received bruises and scratches as a result of the attack, but, its arm is still intact. Unfortunately, the story would have been infinitely better if she would have took a chunk of his arm out. Someone's having a hard time sticking with the Jenny Craig program. I'm so hungry! Your little baby arms sound good. How many Weight Watcher points is that? All right, final story we have for you today. Some HIV-positive patients in Swaziland are so poor they've resorted to eating cow shit before taking antiretroviral drugs, AIDS activists say. The drugs don't work on an empty stomach, and patients are so poor and have no food. So they have to use the dung mixed with water instead of food. Several hundred people protested. It's so great being white and in America, isn't it? Several hundred people protested in the capital on Wednesday against the economic crisis in the kingdom. Look, you're getting free AIDS medication. What more do you want? Start pulling your own weight, for Christ's sakes. I'm kidding, of course. Protest organizer Saifo Dimamina told the BBC that growing hunger was forcing HIV/AIDS patients to eat cow dung. Some people are now saying they are going to stop taking the drugs because it requires that they have food in their stomachs. Swaziland, with a population of about 1.2 million, has one of the highest AIDS rates in the world. We're number one! We're number one! About 230,000 people are HIV positive, of whom 65,000 get free drugs from the government. Mr. Diamamini said the protesters urged the government not to cut health spending. We want the government to stick to its word and to prioritize health, he said. Last month, Member of Parliament Joseph Madonija said state hospitals would run out of antiretroviral drugs within 2 months. This was denied by the government, but it admitted that it had asked South Africa for a financial bailout and had introduced austerity measures to curb expenditure. Basically, what I'm saying is, if you have AIDS in Swaziland, you're fucked. If the government comes out and says there's no shortage, chances are there's a shortage. Hoard. Start hoarding now. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freak. Speak to me, please.
Hey, boy, right here, the important thing that the workers of the court. This is Colin David. Colin, this is almost 10 times that I'm calling you today. Bye-bye.
What was that?
Hey, boy, right here, the important thing that the workers of the court. This is Colin David.
Fix Colin. It.
This is almost 10 times that I'm calling you today. Bye-bye.
Bye. Can someone decipher that one for me, please? Thank you.
Hey, Timothy James Henson. It is Sideshow member Surly.
Hi, Surly.
Of, Henson,
of course.
I was calling regarding your show in which you discussed what must be done to get semen out of a bull. I guess we're talking July 2020th show. Anyway, my college roommate is a vet, and when we were in college together, she did some volunteering at a horse stable, and I would sometimes go with her, get your mind out of the gutter. Anyway, they do have something.
I have sex with my miniature stallion.
But it is not mechanical for getting semen out of large animals. It basically looks like, you know those thermal packs that you can put in the freezer or in the microwave? They have liquid in them, so they get hot or cold.
Yes.
Anyway, they have something like that, except it's shaped kind of like a big fake pussy, like a big sheath. And they heat it up, and then they slide it onto the horse's
cock.
So
they basically use a toy from AdamandEve.com.
I love horses, best of all the animals. I love horses, they're my friends.
Well, I have vaginal sex with my miniature
vaginal
stallion.
Sex.
I was very tempted at the point to...
yes, go to AdamandEve.com. You can save 50% off just about any item. Just use coupon code FREAK at checkout, F-R-E-A-K. Find yourself a pocket pussy to come into. Be just like the bulls, or whatever.
Shoo, soo, saw, flu, do, raw, soo, fo, pa, shree, bo, ba, loo, so, da, da, wee, shree,
shooby,
oh, shooby, be, ba, how do you do, shee, da,
ooh,
lo, bo, ba, shoo, do, raw, do, raw, ki, soo, ba, bim, bo, ba,
shoo,
da, raw, so, shree, ba, la, so, do, raw, ooh, shooby, be, ba, ooh, ha, ha, raw.
Listen to that harmony. Fantastic. Shooby Taylor will be missed. I think he's dead, right? Did I report that? I don't know.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Zinu.
Hi, Zinu.
I was wondering, is
Lord
that 30-year-old near-dead from Seattle still around, or he already kicked the bucket?
All
right, to you.
Yes, well, listen, I like to hear from CJ, the 30, I guess he's 34 now, the 34-year-old near-dead, he had his birthday. We heard from him, what, a couple weeks ago? He's been silent since, but I think I saw an update on his Facebook, so, and he told me, you know, should he kick the bucket, he will have someone notify us, so we will know.
Hey, Tim, teenage girl here. I'm wondering where Satan went. I haven't heard him in a while on the show.
Yeah, he's been very busy.
I'm not sure if you have talked to Satan.
No. He's scheduled to come in sometime in the next couple weeks. Don't talk over me. Don't talk over me.
Satan.
You shut your whore mouth up. You are a woman. I am a man. You wait for me to stop talking, and you ask if you can speak. What? Sorry.
Hey, Tim, this is Taylor from Georgia. The other day at work, a woman came in, and she was paying with a debit card. And you know how usually people, they pay with debit cards. They might have a picture on it of perhaps Hello Kitty or their picture on it or like their favorite sports team.
Right.
But I thought it was really weird. This woman came in, and she had, I guess, a Visa card that was sponsored by the Special Olympics.
Oh, no.
And on the front, it was just these two big, fat-faced retards on the front.
Fat-faced retards. You're a monster.
It took me aback. It surprised me. I almost wanted to say, no, I'm sorry, we don't take retards here, but we didn't. We couldn't say anything. So, yep. Bye.
Well, good. Thank you for that. There's a retard Visa card out there.
Timothy Coon Chicken in Henson. Sideshow member Sweet Rectum here.
Hi, Sweet Rectum.
Regarding the woman with the nipple on her foot.
Yeah.
Do you think if she ever got pregnant, that the thing would make milk?
Baby's attached to her foot.
The thought.
Sucking her foot nipple.
Hey, Tim. This is Sideshow Freak Brick Crack here. I'm just calling.
Wait, was your name Brit Brat?
Hey, Tim, this is Sideshow Freak Brit Brat here.
Like my father coughing. It's not Brick Brack. When my dad is Brit. Brit Brat.
Calling regarding
Brit Brat's good
one day episode of your Sideshow Beach exclusive where you play Brendan's mom flipping out of the about the whole window thing again. We should compile all of these clips of you talking about Brendan's mom with her audio and everything, make fun of her and everything.
Send her a CD.
Compile it and rate on Brendan's 18th birthday or whenever he moved out of the house or whatever. Give it to her as
well,
a gift.
But he's not financially dependent on her anymore because...
And hide recording devices around the house just to see what the fuck happens.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah.
I wonder if Brendan's mom is a good sport. I wonder if I could get like do a short little interview with her. I'd love to ask her some questions. I don't see that happening, though. What? Yes. Speak the fuck up. Someone must have misdialed, butt-dialed me. I like that I'm on someone's speed dial.
Yeah, Jim, this is Tone Deaf
Juan. Yes.
Otherwise known as Goofus Erectus.
Okay.
You were pretty
smart, brilliant,
pissed
funny.
Off today about the voicemails. I think they're pretty entertaining, regardless of what anybody puts on there. You know.
All right, good.
And that is.
Well, enjoy listening to shit. I'm glad you're entertained.
Hey.
What does that say about me and the actual content of the show?
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is the passed out, long legged Puerto Rican super freak sideshow member and a proud member of the Tim Henson's Pussy Posse. I'm calling you because I was sick yesterday and I was puking my guts out and but I forgot to record shit. It was pretty funny.
Are you walking or what's scraping up against the phone? I can't understand. But yeah, I'm sorry you forgot to puke for me.
You're good, Tim and Boo. Yeah, I was just wondering something.
Yes.
We have zip archives of all the TV shows. Can we get a zip archive of the Butt Fudge Sunday shows? Because
I'm
trying to collect them all.
I guess so, because, yeah, a lot of them are kind of buried in the feed at this point. So, yeah, I think I can do that. I don't think Corey would mind. I mean, he put them on the feed. He gave them to me to post on the show. I guess, yeah, I'm sure he wants you all to listen. So, yeah, I will. Hey, speaking of Butt Fudge Sunday... not next week. It's actually, I think, the 10th, 11th, and 12th of August. Does that sound right? Corey will be in doing some Butt Fudge Sunday for us. There's going to be some Sideshow exclusive Butt Fudge Sundays, some stuff for all of you guys to listen to, which means I get to take a little break. I get a long weekend. 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. Fuck yeah, I'm out of here. Screw you guys. But yeah, so Corey's going to be in doing some Butt Fudge Sunday for you. Look forward to that. And if you're not yet Sideshow member, sign up right now so you don't miss a goddamn thing. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. Isn't it OH-GOD?
Oh, I'm so fucking hard thinking about you plowing my little pussy, Daddy.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody!
Okay, ready.
Go for it.
Hi, this is the Raymond Fort Finasley, and this is the Distorted View.
The Ming Dynasty! Style!